Actually, as soon as I've set up.
Okay. So, good morning, Rabbi Isai.
How are you?
Baruch Hashem, getting better every day.
Yeah.
Baruch Hashem, I'm all right.
It's all going the right way.
Yeah, Baruch Hashem. Yeah, I had an appointment with the consultant, it was okay. So, we were discussing yesterday that even those places where they sort of, they cast aspersions, they think, oh, we're above these spooky things. You know, if you sit in a room, sit in the base of Medrash where somebody's lying in the Toichacha, how can that have any effect on me? But nevertheless, we do see the power of words, we do see the power of klolos and brochas and that sort of thing, and it's difficult to dismiss it completely. And therefore, even in those places, when they say Kiddush Levana, for instance, they still go up and say Shalom Aleichem afterwards to comfort the person who might be affected. What is it that everybody else is relying on? They're relying on Shomer Mitzvah Lo Yeda Dovaro. Somebody who, they say, the Shomer Mitzvah Lo Yeda Dovaro means that if I sit in a shul or I get up for an aliyah, then I can't come to any harm. But unfortunately, we do see, we mentioned this yesterday, that there are situations where people are doing mitzvahs and nevertheless come to harm, and that's a shir in itself, which I'm not capable of giving, as to how you understand the hashgofa of it. Right? I said I would tell you an interesting story, I promised you.
That's not what they're relying on the fact that if they read parshas of Torah, they're not going to come to any harm, because Torah speaks about harm to other people.
That's right, but we're saying that if you speak harm, then the people around in the atmosphere can be affected. That's what we're saying. We believe in that. Yeah? If somebody is Mekalel, his father, he's Chayav Misa, providing he fulfills all the thing, how can you execute a person for saying a few words? You would say it doesn't have any effect.
But this is not a klala that has any effect. Hashem is only talking about the klala.
Listen to the halacha. I'll give you the halacha in a moment, but I promised you a short story, and then the halacha. Okay, we can discuss it afterwards. It's a complicated subject. I'm saying it's not even for me. I don't think I know enough about it to be able to give a shiur on the hashgofa behind it. But just to tell you, for instance, yeah, a friend of mine went to Hungary in order to go to his parents' hometown and to find the kvarim of his ancestors. And there was an old lady in the town, a small town in Hungary. There was an old lady there who had the key to the cemetery, and she let him in. He came in, the cemetery was completely overgrown. Most of the matsavas you couldn't see, many of them were broken and collapsed, and it was completely overgrown. They spent 2-3 hours, futile hours, trying to find the kvarim of previous relatives. They couldn't read the kvarim, a lot of them were, the matsavas were broken. That they did, they weren't successful. Okay, they came out, and the lady is standing there. They gave her back the key to the cemetery, and she locked up. Then she said, "Would you like to see the synagogue?" And they said, "Oh, is there a synagogue here in town?" Said, "Yes, yeah, of course there's a synagogue. Would you like to see it?" And he said, "Yes, I might as well." So she took him to the synagogue. She unlocked the synagogue. They stepped inside into a time warp. In 1944, while the Yidden were in the middle of davening, on a weekday, must have been a shachris, right, the Germans came in, and there was an action, and they took everybody, they rushed everybody out. And the Beis HaMedrash was in the exact situation as it was left then. There were talisim and tefillin strewn all over the place. Sforim were open. Everything was on the floor. The Aron HaKodesh was open. Yeah? It was as if somebody, after all the Jews had been marched out, had been rushed out to be sent to Auschwitz, then somebody had locked the door, and nobody had opened the door for 60 years. Wow. And he stepped into this time warp, and he saw exactly, you know, like this panic and this confusion that had taken place at the time. Now, these people were standing in the Beis HaMedrash, davening b'tzibur, talis and tefillin, sefer Torah. Yeah? So why don't you say, Shomer Mitzvah lo yeda dovaro? It's a cheshbon. I don't know. I don't know the answer. I'm not capable of giving it. And as I said, maybe it's a good subject for a shir. Maybe Rabbi Rubinstein could help us one day. Yeah? But, yeah, the question is there. So therefore, we can't rely on Shomer Mitzvah lo yeda dovaro to be guaranteed that because you're doing a mitzvah, or because you're on your way to a mitzvah, on the way back from a mitzvah, you're oisik b'mitzvah, therefore, you're guaranteed. We're not guaranteed. And therefore, we don't want to rely on it. And therefore, the halacha will say about the toichacha, which we will learn tomorrow, be very careful. Tomorrow, B'li Eidu, we'll learn that.
It was a story.
Yeah.
You're talking about two different things here.
Charlie, afterwards, yeah. Torah Way, Northwest London, Thursday, Yud Dalet Elul, the 27th of August, Rabbi Elior Rubinstein Shlita, Elul series, You Can't Change the Past, How Teshuvah Works.
I'll let you go first.
So you can't change the past. How is teshuvah possible? So I want to focus in the shiur on addressing the very possibility of teshuvah and the mechanics of it, how exactly teshuvah works. And in the process, we will address the apparent problem of how is it possible for davening to work, a more general problem. How is it possible for davening to work? How can tefillah, for example, how can tefillah change a gezeirah from a Kodesh Baruch? So let's begin with what seems, I think, less controversial, more poshut. When it comes to bin adam l'chaveiroi, for as long as the aveira itself has not been rectified and corrected, for example, suppose somebody stole something, the gezeilah, and he's got now a veheshev as a gezeilah, he has to return the gezeilah. For as long as he hasn't given back the stolen item, it goes without saying that he can't claim a full and complete slicha mechila v'chapora because he's still holding on to the stolen item for which he's trying to do tshuva for. That's straightforward. Similarly, if somebody has not yet been mefayas chaveiroi, so you hurt somebody, offended somebody, and you've not yet been mefayas that person, not appeased the person who was hurt, then likewise, a full slicha mechila v'chapora is clearly doesn't make any sense. And the Mishnah is the Mishnah aveira shebenon lachaveiroi. You have to first appease the other person, because for as long as the other person is still distressed by the hurt which you caused them, then the offense is still ongoing. It's an ongoing, you're ongoingly hurt, that person's ongoingly hurt, and a full and complete tshuva for that calls man, you've not been massacred. That obviously doesn't make any sense. So I think the step one, non-controversial, very easy to understand, is one must first be massacred the chait before tshuva really gets off the ground. Okay, well, that's pretty straightforward. Except it seems to create now some major difficulty. So Pasuk in Keheles, Shlomo HaMelech says, "Me'uvas lo yuchal liska." There are crooked things which cannot be corrected. Some things cannot be made right again, such as. There's a Mishnah in Chagiga. The Mishnah here says, Rabbi Shimon ben Menasseh Omer, Ezeo Mu'uvashen Yuchli Sokin. What's an example of something crooked which can't be corrected? Zeha Bohala Erva. If somebody is over or being Bohala Erva, Achiev Koris, Vahoylid mi mena Mamza, and the product of that Aveira is a Mamza brought into the world. There's an example of a Mu'uvash. And there's something that's gone badly wrong, which cannot be masakin, cannot be rectified. I said Rashi, because you've brought this person's brought pasulin into the world, the yehezi koron la'avoinoi, and it's left its mark in the world. Lefichach ein avoinoisav nimchokin b'tshuva. Therefore, his aveiras, I emphasize and underline the word aveira, cannot be erased via tshuva. By tshuva. Says the Gemara, likewise, even if a man is not born from this union, but by this union creates a new halachic reality, that now the isha is osa al bala, she cannot remain married to her husband. So the Gemara likewise is a ma'uvas she'ena yuchel lisk. It can't be corrected, it can't be remedied. In other words, if a person's aveira has made a material change in the world, or change that now exists new halachic realities in the world, you seemingly cannot just rewrite history. You can't delete a material change in the world, change the facts of the world. Ali de tshuva, chayos ha'shteit. seemingly tshuva for this in similar cases should not be achievable. That's what emerges. It should not work. Nevertheless, we find it does. There's another Mishnah in Yevamos. Mi sheyesh lo bein mikol mokhem. Somebody has a child under any circumstances. Then that child would be chayav amakosay vakilosay. Chas shomim to hit and draw blood from a parent, from his father, or be mekalo that father. Then that child would be chayav misa. What does it mean? Mi sheyesh lo bein mikol mokhem, a child under any circumstances. Says the Gemara. Lasuye, mamza. Even if that child's a mamza, that mamza would then be chayav misa if it's mekal of the father that produced that mamza. Fet the Gemara, why? We've got a club when it comes to a cursing, the nosi ba'amcha lo sa'o. That one is only chayav if one curses a nosi ba'amcha. Whereas somebody who's excluded is not oisim maisa amcha, is the category of a rosha, he's out of the picture for cursing, shouldn't apply. So fet the Gemara, why should this child mamza have to? Surely his father should be considered not oisem ma'is amcha. It has to have been a chi of koris that generated that mamza in the first place. Answers the Gemara, kasha osa tshuva. When he's done tshuva, ask the Gemara, v'hatanan. Rabbi Shimon ben Menasseh, the mission we started with, the mission of Chagiga. Rabbi Shimon ben Menasseh, Eimer, Ezev, which is la yuchaliska, and what's a crooked thing which can't be corrected? Right? Zehabala erva v'holi mena mamza. See, we've got a mission that says you can't apostle, you can't correct, you can't do, you can't change material reality in the world. You can't change the halakhic new seers in the world. And now, the other Mishnah in Yevamah, Gemara, state very clear, but he can do tshuva. Says Rashi, since he's now done tshuva, this father, he's oisin maisa amcha. Unahi nami da'avoinoi goloi venizka, and yes, although it's true, his Aveira is still clearly out there. The product of his Aveira is still clearly out there. Kozman Shemam Zakayam. Miu Mitshuva Ve'eloch Bechla Oismai Samcha. But if he's done Teshuva, he's still considered about Teshuva fully. He's Oismai Samcha, the child of Bechla. In other words, granted that the result is still in existence, which he cannot be Masakim, nevertheless, he can achieve a full Teshuva. And this brings, I hope, the problem to the fore, which we need to address over here. So how is tshuva possible? You cannot rewrite history. You cannot change the past. And we granted as the non-controversial position at the beginning that for as long as you've got the stolen item, you haven't returned the gezela, obviously you can't do tshuva. If you've not been mefayes chaveray, Yom Kippur is not going to be mechapa. For a cold man, the avera is ongoing. You can't be mechapa. If we now accept that we cannot change the past, we accept that you cannot rewrite history, then how taka? Simultaneously, should we say that the person can do tshuva? The Ramchal in Masilas Yesharim expresses this question very, very, very strongly. Zeh Haloshon. Ki lifi shuras hadin mamish. According to the shuras hadin, literally, it should be the case lo yeh tikun lachit klal. It should be the case that you cannot be masakin lachit. Because, ki nebe ames, eich yisakin ha'odom as asher ibeis v'achit klal. So this is our question. How can you masakin lachit when it's already happened? If somebody murders another person, you're going to do tshuva, you're going to tchias amazim, you're going to bring him back. Which is our case, we've been talking in the Mishnah. Somebody's mazana. Can you remove the deed done from existence, from reality? Okay, says the Ramchal. So what's Ramchal's answer? Ramchal says it's true. From the perspective of Shuras Hadin, it's not possible. Tshuva can't work. However, that's where Midas HaRachmin comes into operation, says the Ramchal. And Tshuva is given Bechesed Gomel, quote, Bechesed Gomel, that just as by Nadorim, Pashon Nadorim, we have the idea that a person with correct, sufficient Charota, regret, can undo, so to speak, retrospectively undo the neder which he made, go back in time almost. Likewise, if a person sincerely has charot and regrets for the ma'asim which he did, the avir which he did, he can, so to speak, go back retrospectively. And in the Lashon of the Ramchal, based on the pasuk in Yeshayahu, v'sar avinach v'chatoscha t'chupa, sheha ovoin sar mamash me'amitzias, learns the Ramchal. The avera literally is removed from existence. The neck has uprooted by his charot, which he now has, v'zeh chesed vaday she'ino mishuras, and that's certainly a chesed which is not mishuras hadin. That's the Ramchal's answer, Mesilas Yeshayahu. There are many questions, many kashas on this approach. I'll mention, I think, two of them today. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman asks two very strong questions. Question number one. By Adam HaRishon, when he ate from the Eitz Hadas, he was told, Ki bayoyim acholcha mimenu mois tomos. Bring Misa into the world. Now, surely, Adam HaRishon achieved the maximum possible tshuva. He did tshuva. And yet, we are all still mortal.
I need to show you.
This is our point. He certainly did the maximum possible tshuva. On Afa Pikein, we are all still mortal. And I'm reliably informed that the Etzev Tel Dibonim, the childbirth is still not pleasant. And I'm reliably informed that Bezeas Apecha Teichal Lechem, people still have to work hard for a living. So I'm told. So what happened to the so what happened to the Ramchal's Sheha Ovoin Sor Mamash Me'amatzias? That it's completely removed. It shouldn't be like that. It should have reset the world. Right? Now, even according to the Drashas Haran, who says it's not a punishment, those things from Adam Rishon. It's not an Oynish. Right? Why am I being punished for what the Alta Zeda did? Doesn't make any sense. I'm not eating the Zedas again. I'm not repeating it. In what sense is it? Dori Dori says that Oynish can't be. Says the Rosh Hashanah, it's not an Oynish. It's a change, it's a factual change in the world. The world came down into a lower state. The Metzias changed, and we're living in its new reality. It's not an Oynish, it's just where we are. Okay, fine. But said that said, but it still remains the case, though. So Tshuva doesn't change reality, it doesn't change the state of the world. So if you cannot rectify the past again, so how is Tshuva working? So Rabbi Chanan says, this is still left with that problem after the Ramchal. Second problem is, there's a Gemara in Kiddushin that says clearly, and the Rambam, Rif and Rambam, Paskin Lahalocha, that it works equally the other way. Sorry. It works equally the other way, for example. That means, says Rabbi Shimon ben Yichai, if imagine somebody's a tzaddik gomel his whole life, and Nebuch, Soif Yomov, or Morad Bachreina, he goes off. And Nebuch, he has charota, genuine, sincere regret, Nebuch, for when he was a tzaddik, for the mitzvahs he did. He sincerely regrets the mitzvahs he did in the past. Says the Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, such a person, ibeid es harishonos. He loses those earlier mitzvahs. That means, it doesn't mean the world changes. The yeshiva which he built doesn't suddenly collapse and disappear. The yeshiva's still there. He loses the rishonos. Ibeid es harishonos. They're no longer to him, those zechusim, those mitzvahs. Says the Gemara, Reish Lakish says, we're talking about Betoya al Harishonos, when he has, says Rashi, means he's mischaret, he had genuine charota on his original mitzvahs, he also loses them. And that's lahalocha, shnitim ram. So it comes out, wait a minute, that can't be Midas Hadin, sorry, Midas Harachimim, that can't be Chesed Gomel. If you're taking away somebody's mitzvahs, that has to be Shuras Hadin. So it turns out that whatever the mechanics are, however it's working, the ability to shuvah on the one hand or chas v'shalom the other way around, it has to be working mishuras hadin. It has to be working, and not some extra midat harachim that's brought in. So how is it? Rabbi Chanan's got, says he asked the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim gave a teretz. Rabbi Chanan's down on the teretz because Avram. There's lots of different in the acronym. How to try and address this. The Lanias Daiti, I have to say, I feel that the Shverkeit is stronger than the proposed answers. So I want to suggest like this. I think we should accept the Shverkeit. I think it's good, it's correct. There's no question about it, you can't change the past. You can't rewrite history, you can't go and undo material reality in the world. Ruchniestika, dinim which have changed in the world because of your mindset, you can't change that. And Afal Pikein, There's no tension whatsoever. There's no difficulty whatsoever in how tshuva works. Tshuva makes perfect sense. Mishuras hadin. I explain. Shmuel Hanavi, when he anointed Shaul, he informed him that there's going to come a series of events are going to happen. And they can expect, culminating in, Ufogat Ochev Nevi'im, he'll come across a group of Nevi'im, and a Ruach from Hashem will come over him, Vishnabisa Imam, and he will prophesy along with those Nevi'im, says Shmuel Hanavi, and V'nehepachta le'ish acher. And you'll be transformed thereby into a different person. V'nehepachta le'ish acher. Transformed into a different person. And this, by the way, says the Rambam was the norm. When a person first reaches the Madrega of Nevuah, he becomes, that person is aware of literally being transformed into a different person. They are in a very real sense, an ishacher. So we find certainly that there can be change which is so profound, it can occur that renders a person a completely different person, an ishacher. The Gemara is in Rosh Hashanah now. Says Rabbi Yitzchak, there are four things which are mekaren gezardinai shel adam, they tear up a person's gezardin, right? Which the Rambam puts as the Amidarke HaTshuva. Four things. Tzedakah, which needs a lot more explanation, set it aside for a moment. Tzaoka, which is Tefillah. Shinoi HaShem, a change of name. And Shinoi Maisa, a change of one's conduct, or one's Maisa. Shinoi HaShem, says the Rambam. What's the point? Change of name. And? Kaloima, says the Rambam, adds to it. Kaloima is to say, Sha'ani acher, I'm somebody else. Ve'eini oisai ha'ish sha'asa oisam ha'maisim. I am not that person that did those things. Says the Ritva, what do we mean by shinoi maisa? It means when you change your ways so thoroughly to the point that kaloima shu odom acher lagamri. This is a different person. So the Maharal elaborates that these are changes which are so fundamental to the makeup of a person, changes that go to the core of the person, and are sufficient to effect a change, and he's a different person. So Rabbeinu Yoina, now notice this phrase which is used. It says Rabbeinu Yoina, when he's in Shari Tshuva, he's describing somebody who becomes a Baal Tshuva. He says, a person who takes seriously, he hears the musa from Chachomim, he pays attention to it, he takes it genuine, he's sincere, and he does tshuva. V'hinei ho'ish hazeh, such a person, berega koton, in a moment, he becomes, also b'yodah tshuva, he achieves tshuva, v'ne'apach le'ish acher, and is transformed into another, a different person. Ron Grzynski in Teres Avram says, and it couldn't be otherwise, he says, which is essentially our problem, she'inyan ha-tshuva lo yitokin, it's not possible to make sense of tshuva in any other way other than that we can say that the person who did it has gone out of existence. There are many things in the world, you can't change material reality, there are many things, material reality in the world, there are many buildings out there, but those who brought them about are no longer with us. People are nifta, people die, people move on. They're building from hundreds of years ago, still standing. The fact that the person who brought it about has gone out of the world, doesn't change. It's not a steerer. It's not a steerer. And the way we have to explain this is that of course you can't change the past. Of the mamzer may still be out there, but the person who brought the mamzer into existence isn't here. Right? There's another, Rashi brings in Parshas Vayishlach, from the Medrash, that there are three, it's famous, well known, there are three types, three people, Moichel and Hanabon is saying that all their Averis are forgiven. Gersh and Iskaya, Ha'oile Ligdula, somebody, or the Yishami's got the version is, Chocham, who's appointed Nismanan into Ashtela, The Hanois Isha, when one gets married, the Chosn and Kala, as we know, Chosn and Kala, all their various are forgiven. Now, why? Why? Got married. And what? Gesh and Iskaya, says the Maharal, straightforward. Cotton Shneila Dami. New person. Are you talking that this new person should have anything to do with some other person's previous life? What's it got to do with him? Chochem Shenismana, says the Maharal, that till now was a private person, now is a public person, and it's so profound a change. He has changed so significantly. His life is actually so different to before, then in a very real sense, he's a different person. And why should he be associated with what the other fellow did? And lastly, if somebody gets married, the change is that when one gets married, it's not so much that till now there was a half, now another half, and together, oh, now it's a whole. No, each side is in ganzen different when one gets married. You change completely. So we start with a question. If you can't change the past, how is tshuva possible? And the answer is you can't. You can't change the past. But why should I be held to account? Why should I be spiritually damaged for what that some other fellow did in the past? So now let's turn to davening. So we said we'd address as well the question, how exactly davening works. Hashem is HaTov HaMeitiv. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give you whatever is best for you, all things considered in your particular situation. So now, for the Rishonim, so where does Tefillah come into play? How do we what's the point of davening? When it comes to parents, so I still remember, in a shop somewhere as a little boy, and I'm holding my father's hand, and I passed some toy or other on the shelf, which obviously I couldn't live without. And I nudged and I nagged and I nudged and I nagged, till eventually my father said, okay, anything for a peaceful life, and he bought it for me. Right? You can't do that to the Bnei Yisrael. If it's not good for you, you can wear him down, chas v'shalom. What's that supposed to mean? It's a bit like, when it comes to a Bnei Yisrael, it's a bit like nagging that 2 + 2 = 5, right? You might get someone to say it, but you can't make it be so, right? It's not going to actually be 5. So in what real sense, if there's a gezeira to a person, does davening make any difference? The Bnei Yisrael is anyway only doing exactly what's best for that person. Says the Sefer Ikrim, and the Bnei Yisrael says exactly the same thing. B'shem the Talmidei HaBaal Shem Tov. Just as we've been saying now, till now, when it comes to tshuva. When the Rebbeinu Shleilim made the Gezeira and said that for Ploini such and such, let's say such as a machla, such as loses money, wherever it might be, let's say Gezeira was made on Ploini. That was 100% the correct thing, the Tayyiv HaMeitiv, all things considered, and there's nothing you can do to change that. You can't make Hashem agree to do the not good thing. What changes? The person upon whom the Gezeira was made can go out of existence. And a different person can come into existence. Suppose there were to be a court case, and the judge sentences the fellow to 3 years in prison, and then suddenly Nebuch has a heart attack, he collapses, he disappears. And now what? It's not relevant anymore. It's not changed any facts. The correct thing was the sentence of 3 years to that fellow, just the fellow's not here anymore. That's exactly what happens. Says the Sefer Ikrim and the Bnei Yisrael, when we daven, when we connect with the Rebbeinu Shleilam, by davening and turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we change us. It's changing ourselves. And when we change ourselves, then whatever the Gezeira was to that fellow, it's got nothing to do with me. What's it got to do with me? There needs to be now a new Gezeira that's appropriate to this new person, on this new Madrega. In other words, you're changing upon whom the Gezeira is made, and stuck a new Gezeira. And the new Gezeira, I don't know, maybe, hopefully, the Rebbeinu Shleilam, all things considered, the Tov HaMeitiv for this person is going to be without whatever was for the other fellow. So the way our Maisim generally, and our Tefillah specifically, and certainly Tshuva, the way it operates is not, again, it's not by changing any material facts, not by rewriting history, by changing the world that was, rather it changes who we are now. It changes who we are now. People are not static. You should remember this. We don't stay identical across time. We're constantly in flux, constantly changing, in many ways. We're constantly a work in progress. That I held one view last year doesn't mean I'm going to hold it this year, or yesterday, doesn't mean I'll hold it today. That my character is this way does not mean it needs to be in future. And so we need to utilize our time now. And it's not that we do the Yomim Noiraim. We need to let the Yomim Noiraim do to us. It's not that we do Tefillah. We need to let Tefillah do to us. We need to take Elon, the run-up we have to the Yomim Noiraim, to grow and to develop, to allow our Tefillahs and our Avodah to change us, to work to literally transform, v'ne'er pach le'ish acher, to transform into a new person, and so to me, Hashem, be comfortably deserving Mishuras Haddin of a Kesiva v'chasim ha'toiva. Shkayim.
Recently they say that sex offenders have been, when they're released, they're put on some sort of a register.
Did they change their names?
They were changing their names to get out.